In 2001, snowboarder Kelly Clark was a fresh-faced teen out of Vermont, just having fun in the snow and perfecting downhill stunts like the McTwist. Then she started winning Olympic qualifiers, and in 2002, she became the first American ever to win a gold medal in snowboarding. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more, or you can give quickly, safely, and securely to help keep the show on the air at WWIB.com. Kelly Clark retired this year after five Olympic teams, and she's returning to the show today. So at first Olympics, the gold medal games, Salt Lake City. I think you were just 18 at the time, and pick up the first gold medal in American history in the sport. How did that change your life, Kelly?
Gosh, I never knew how big of a stage the Olympics was going to be. Snowboarding was relatively new. It was the second time half-pipe snowboarding was in the Olympics. It was, you know, held in Salt Lake City, and our event was one of the first events of the Games, and my gold medal ended up being the first gold medal won on home soil by an American. And it was 5 months post 9/11. Our country was kind of reeling, and all of a sudden, I was the center of this American triumph, you know. And it was one of the most incredible moments of my life. I'll never forget being in the Medals Plaza and seeing the American flag be raised and hearing the national anthem. I've been forever marked by that moment. I can't make it through a ball game without big tears running down my face, all because of those moments that I never knew how proud I was to represent my country in that way until that moment. And at the same time, you know, it was such a change for me. I had chased after this dream my whole life, and then all of a sudden I had it. And I guess, you know, for me that was a big turning point in my career and in my personal life and in my personal development as a young adult. I guess I just thought when you're successful, you know, it goes hand in hand with being fulfilled, and, you know, even becoming an Olympic champion and accomplishing everything that was in my heart to do. You know, I found that sense of significance really wasn't found there. And that win for me, getting to the top of that mountain, really set me on a course to figure out what was going to fulfill me and what I was looking for in reality wasn't success, it was significance. And that really started a journey of me kind of on a crash course to encounter God. And I became a Christian 2 years later. And I really found that sense of significance and having a relationship with Jesus that I just couldn't find anywhere else. And I think my snowboarding and my identity had been so wrapped up, you know, in my performance. And I snowboarding was something that I did to prove to myself who I was and prove to people who I was and to maintain this persona and this image and this identity that validated me. And I just found so much freedom in developing a faith and an identity and a significance outside of my performance that I actually got my snowboarding back. And I think that's why I had such a long competitive career, because I wasn't defined by it. I didn't need it. It wasn't something I had to do. I didn't have burnout and unmet expectations from failed performances. I really have found that God is into what's in our hearts. He just wants our hearts. And I just had a tremendous joy walking that out with God in the competitive sports world with a greater freedom than I ever knew possible.
Yeah, and it's a very unique story of how you were introduced to that personal relationship with Christ. Don't have enough time in today's show, but I think we'll do that when we get together again here. But I bet you've been doing a lot of reflecting here over the last few months since you retired in January, huh?
Yes, there's so many wonderful moments. This season has been enjoyable because I think when you're in it, you're so close to it, you don't really step back and reflect on all the wonderful, beautiful experiences you had. And this year, transition is really just opened me up to look back and say, wow, that was incredible. This was an incredible experience, even reflecting over all my different Olympic teams that I made and the different accomplishments throughout my career. It's been fun to look back because I don't think I've ever allowed myself to do that.
35, soon to be 36-year-old Olympic snowboarder Kelly Clark, 5-time Olympian. And let's plan on reconnecting here, Kelly, and like I said, talk about the circumstances that led you to that relationship with Christ and the person in your sport that opened that door for you. So we'll do that. Thank you for being here today. We'll get together again with you real soon, all right?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Greg. I hope you have a good day.
Yeah, you too.